Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
L-A-S-I-K. LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
L-A-S-I-K. LASIK.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
From Hollywood to you.
Thank you for listening to us.
Ryan Seacrest.
Seacrest!
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
Friday morning, Seacrest with you. Sissany. Okay.
Hi.
Tanya.
Uh-huh. Hi.
Voices in the back room. Ruby?
Yes, I'm here.
Michaela?
Hello.
Anybody else?
Mariana.
Me over here.
I made it.
I know.
We all made it.
Sissany is on her microphone from back during the lockdown days, which is in a bunker 100
oh,
feet
yeah.
below her house. We dug this bunker, and it's made of cement and an On Air with Ryan Seacrest banner that's crooked in the background.
Because it was folded up in my closet. No, he's right.
It was folded up in your closet.
This thing was folded up in my closet because when was the last time we had to do the show from home? And it was sitting in here like all huge for months. And I was like, you know, it's not really like, it's killing the vibe of this. Yeah, it's in the way. Like, I always have to move it.
I blame Tubbs. He made it.
Yeah, I always have to move it when I had to get to the closet. And so it was a whole thing. And so we finally folded it up months ago. And then this morning, I woke up to my husband. Mm-hmm. Walking in to the room, and he's like, "You're like almost an hour late for work." And I was like,
"Oh my gosh!"
What?
That, but just that makes my organs vibrate.
I'm like stressed for
just
you.
Just that
it didn't feel real. It felt like I was dreaming that. And I also thought he was maybe joking because he's done stuff like that before. But though he's like, "Mark's called me," like, and then I look at my phone. I have all these missed calls, and I was like, "What?" And so basically,
and Mark, yes. At what point do you decide to make the call?
Well, the nice thing is that we share locations here.
Yeah.
And so you knew she was in bed.
Yeah. So so we were getting kind of close, and I checked, and it looked like she was still at home. So that's when I started calling, and I got her Calvin Harris voicemail over and over again.
Oh boy.
I even suggested Mark call the house phone, and then I was like, I don't know if they have a house phone.
She does. I don't have that number.
Well, we should have that number, everybody.
I do. It's just not. It's jarring. Only. It's connected to the printer,
so
though.
Was this related to the springing forward of the clocks, or you just had a good sleep?
Sure. I mean, I didn't go to bed that late last night, but I know what I did wrong. I put a different time because this is what happened. Mark,
oh, you did PM.
And I'm not going to blame it on Mark, but last
it's
night.
Fine. But it's Mark, fine. Mark can
but
take
yesterday,
it.
Mark did make a little comment that we were all pushing it a little close arriving to the studio. And that meaning, like, we like to get here maybe like a good 45 minutes before we have to crack the mics, right? That would be like a good time or before we have to actually start. And we were all pushing it a little bit close. And so I set my alarm like 20 minutes earlier, which was a new alarm.
PM.
No, I didn't do PM. I did AM, and it went off this morning. And I was like, well, I have all my other alarms. So I turned that one off and I was like, I'm going to wait for the next one to go off. And I shouldn't have done that. I should have hit snooze. And the rest of them, I never set those. So I only set the one, the earlier one, and none of the other ones were set. And so then I just
blame Mark.
Like a baby.
I blame Mark. I want to thank Tubbs, though, because he's wired a closet in your home with the microphone. It sounds great.
Incredible.
By the way, this is something that I do and have done, and often when I've gone back to check, I've done it wrong. I have hit PM before.
I have done that too.
Yes,
me too. And I've thought, you know what? Go back and look. No, don't. You did it fine. No, go back and look. No, you're fine. Go back. I go back. It's PM.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime your gut says go back, go back. Now, yeah, the back room. Did anybody struggle this morning in the back room on this Friday?
All week.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly.
It's the spring forward. We have spring forward brain.
Yeah.
We have spring forward brain. Well, that's all right. We're here. We made it.
We're on.
All right. Let me get to the audio from last night. So Tanya sent a video. I'm very excited. I'm getting my Ford Bronco coming up soon. But I haven't had a chance to meet with the Ford rep to determine what it's going to look like. I didn't realize there are options, like there are these options, because Tanya's fiance has the Bronco and he's all about the trim packages, right? As I understand it.
Yeah. So basically there's like a brethren with these Ford Broncos. Like it's this brotherhood. And they're
like, when you're in, it's this sort of, there's a secret handshake.
Yeah.
And
like we've been like on Sunset and somebody will stop us and ask Robbie.
Do a head
like,
nod.
Yeah. Or like what his, you know, fender flares are called and like what dimension his, you know, where'd he get the thing? And there's just,
I got to get up on the lingo in the game of the Bronco.
Yeah.
Imagine they ask you, Ryan, you're like, oh, I don't know.
So Robbie's been very excited about your Bronco. So he's like asking me all these questions about what you're getting.
There are two dogs in my life now. There's Georgia and Oleo. These are both labs. These are big dogs. I can't just throw them anywhere. I got to put them safely in a vehicle. And I thought, thanks to Ford. Ford's been such a great friend of the show. Going to saddle up on that Bronco.
Yeah.
So anyway, no one more excited about it than Tanya's fiance.
Truly.
And just before they went to sleep last night, I got this video.
Babe.
Yeah.
Should Ryan get the Sasquatch package with his Bronco? Or...
So, yeah, I mean, unless he's getting the Raptor, which is cool, but I don't know, maybe it's a little too, like, much. Unless he's getting the Raptor, he needs to get the Sasquatch package. He should also get the Wild Track trim if he's not getting the Raptor. But
what? The Wild Track trim?
I can talk to him if you
want research on this.
I'm deep into the Bronco trim option game.
The Bronco trim option game.
I always talk like a surfer.
Yeah, kind of.
He kind of does, bro.
Yeah,
he's like, you know, I'm definitely down to shed some light on this issue of the four-wheel drive.
Raptor.
Totally the Raptor.
Yeah, and the package.
Yeah.
I don't know about this being the Ford Focus of your bed conversation, by the way. But what's the Sasquatch? I'm so curious about the Sasquatch.
I have no idea. I honestly have no idea. But like this car is kind of like, imagine like a Lego. You can just kind of make it what you want.
I didn't realize how excited I was until I heard your fiance talking.
Yeah, it's a whole new world. That. Before he got his Bronco, he spent months like researching stuff.
You know, I kind of just go, okay, what you got? Like what's immediate? What can I get today? That's kind of my theory on things. Like I don't need to build it. I just want to get it.
Right.
And be done. Not complicated.
But it's not complicated. That's what
I'm going to let him sort it out.
Okay.
But nothing better than your fiance picking my ride.
Right, like Build-A-Bear?
That BTOG, that Bronco trim option game he's got going there.
Yeah.
Wow. What was this show before we could send videos of each other?
Honestly.
Do we prefer Airbnbs or hotels? Think about that. And this is especially targeted if you're going on spring break. If you prefer Airbnbs, you do save money. The key is to kind of work backwards when you find the place you like. And here it is. This is how you can save some dough and get what you want and be a little bit clever about it. And that is, do a Google image search. And I love those.
Okay.
A Google image search of the property. It's going to show you all of the sites renting that property so you can find the cheapest deal.
I've never thought to do that.
So if the owner books directly, it'll be even cheaper. But I think the tip is really good. Google image search of that property.
Really, I just introduced Google image search into my life, and it has been a game changer.
It's kind of fun. You can go into a hole of searching.
Like, I wanted to find an outfit that Maria Menounos was wearing the other day, and I found it just by taking a screenshot of her Instagram.
What was she wearing?
It was like this little like tracksuit or like a sweatsuit or whatever. And I was curious of the brand. And so I put it in Google image search and boom, there it comes up. And all the places I could buy it.
What?
I know. Super cool. It was kind of creepy and cool.
Like, you could Google search right now Ford Broncos and see every one of them on the roads.
Yeah, you bet. I bet. Yeah.
Today's quote. Beautiful souls recognize beautiful souls. Keep being genuine. Your people will find you. All right, let's spin the wheel and see what game we're going to play here coming up in just a little bit after 7 o'clock. We've got on the wheel, we've got the match game, How Well Do You Know Us, and Password. That sounds like the Wheel of Fortune wheel. And it landed on match game. How about that?
Yay.
How great. Coming up, we're going to play match game. Give you a chance to win Knott's Berry Farm tickets, a 4-pack of those. Also, Tanya's got a trending report about Kristen Cavallari.
Yeah, her. Yeah. So when is the right time to introduce your kids to someone you are dating if you are a single parent?
This is very interesting to me. So let's, because she's going through this now, let's get into that after Sissany gives us the Friday morning headlines. Sissany.
Kiss FM headlines with Sissany.
Well, powerful Santa Ana winds whipped across Southern California yesterday, toppling multiple large trees and snapping power lines. A large tree fell and blocked Sherman Way in Van Nuys. Another blocked Tampa Avenue in Reseda. Target is officially changing its self-checkout policy. Starting Sunday, you can only use self-checkout if you're buying 10 items or less. Anaheim Union High School District is expected to lay off more than 100 teachers before the next school year. And night two of Rolling Loud kicks off tonight in Inglewood with Nicki Minaj as the headliner.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
So Sean, I think, heard us talking about Ford. Sean actually was a winner. He won a Ford Mustang. We gave that away. Remember Sean? We gave it away to him.
Yep. I do remember him. So grateful.
Calls to chime in every once in a while. So, Sean, good morning. Are you in the Mustang now, bro?
No, yeah, what up, big dog? Good morning, Tanya and Sissany.
Hi.
What's up, brother?
We actually sold it, and you guys gave me another blessing, which was a down payment on a house that we've been in for 2 years now. So,
Sean, I don't even know if we can speak anymore. We got to share the wealth here. okay, great. You sold the car we gave you.
I appreciate the honesty.
That's
Sean.
Like regifting,
which is fine.
It's a blessing, you know, because now me and my wife are actually expecting twins in September. So
no,
congrats. I see, Sean. You sold the car to make the down payment on the house for the family.
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were saying we gave you a car, we paid your bills, we gave you a down payment somewhere, and I'm like, wow, that's a lot of winning.
No.
Wait, no, I can't
never.
Believe you're
I was
having
actually
twins.
Heartbroken. I didn't. Yes, we're having die twins. We'll find out the gender of them here in a couple weeks.
You know, Sissy's got them. She's got
it's
twins.
You're in a club now that it's such a special club when you meet other twin parents.
Oh, Sissy, you have no idea. It's like I hear you guys talking about it all the time, how your algorithm changes, like with Tanya with the weddings, and all I see is twin. And I'm
awesome.
I always spoke it to existence, but I never thought it would happen.
Yep, wow. That's what it is.
Congratulations, Sean. I totally get it, and we're so happy to be a small part in that story. So you're calling in from Paris right now, and you're calling to suggest that Ruby or Tanya elope?
Yes, so me and my wife are celebrating 10 years this year. We elope.
Congrats again.
You know, you miss out on all the gifts and everyone sharing your unity, but in reality, you do it for yourself, you know? So you take the opportunity to you guys share this bond together, so that way you are in it for life, no matter what. People spend a lot of money on weddings, and they end up divorced 5 years. So it's
dark.
It's true, though. If you look at the statistics, they spend all this money and then they end up regretting their wedding day. So I just think my opinion is you elope, it works out for some, it doesn't for others, you know, but it's working for me. So,
well, now you're not hearing it just from me.
I think there is a stat somewhere that says the more you spend on a wedding, the more likely you are to get divorced.
Yeah, you're fighting already over small things about this wedding, but you got to remember, marriage is hard. It's not easy. Anyone that says it's easy is lying to you.
It's true.
It's about compromising.
Oh, this is getting good.
This is good.
So,
well, go on.
Go on. He said it. He's
it's about compromising.
It is not an easy thing. It is hard. Like, you're not just worrying about yourself. You're worrying about you, your spouse, your kids if you have kids, your dog if you have a dog, and everything. Everything becomes one big old pot of gumbo. You're just the chef trying to whip it up.
A pot of gumbo. I love that analogy.
Sean, a lot of good insight.
Yeah.
And stuff for food for thought, literally.
Well,
thank you. Or figuratively.
Our listeners are wise. So
yeah, we love you, Sean.
Sean, thank you for calling, buddy.
I love you guys too, man. I just want to say thank you and continue to bring smiles to people's faces and joy to everyone's life. You guys have done it for me, and you continuously do it every day. Sometimes I wake up in a bad headspace, but turn on my radio at 6 o'clock every morning, and I get laughs and smiles. So I thank you guys.
Thanks, brother.
Appreciate that. Really, that's very sweet. You have a great day, Sean. We'll talk to you soon, okay, buddy?
Right, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. That's super genuinely nice.
So nice.
Thank you, Sean. Okay, the study found that weddings that cost less than $1,000 show a significant decrease in the likelihood of divorce compared with those who spend over $20,000. To me, the psychology, and I'm no expert in weddings, but the psychology is you're covering something up, or you need more than just the love and the friendship and the fellowship.
Right.
You need the spectacle.
Right, or it's more of like a show.
It's more of showing off than it is showing in.
Right.
It's a good balance. You got to find that balance.
Some key takeaways from that call: pot of gumbo. And compromise.
Marriage is like a pot of gumbo. You throw everything in and hope that it works.
Hope it tastes good. St. Patty's Day weekend, which is fun. Krispy Kreme is celebrating St. Patrick's Day with free donuts. You'll get a free green original glazed donut at Krispy Kreme when you visit your local Krispy Kreme wearing green. So, green. Leprechaun green doesn't look great on me.
Really?
I kind of transform into a leprechaun.
Oh my gosh, that is totally in your head.
Not really. Someone called me Keebler once, and I was like, Keebler? Why you call me Keebler, bro? And of course,
here we are.
Yeah, but let it go.
Yeah.
The Keebler elves.
I know.
Have you seen the Keebler elves?
Yeah. So what, you're thinking anything green makes you feel like a leprechaun or an elf?
You were wearing a green sweater here the other day, and you looked really hot.
Hold on there,
too.
It
wasn't that very leprechaun-y green.
Hold on.
Let's go to the back room. Why are you crying with laughter back there?
Because I Googled it, Akiva, because I was like, that sounds so familiar.
And what do you see? Describe it for those who have never seen a Keebler elf.
It's a little elf with like the red hat. Like, we've all seen it before, but when you Google it, it's just like, it's so
and
good.
What kind of products feature the Keebler elf?
The Keebler elf is like a whole
the
chain.
Cookies.
This guy's like old. You're not an old Keebler elf.
I don't look at his face. I'm looking at his length.
Well, he has like white hair. Is this what you're gonna look like?
Actually, get ready, guys. I will be looking like a Keebler elf one day.
No.
And if the Keebler company's listening, you're welcome.
Oh gosh,
you wore a green sweater on this show, and it was like your most hottest day in a while.
Whoa, simmer down.
Not me. The commenters on Instagram said it.
The commenter.
They mean like humans?
Yes.
Or in bots? I don't know.
Are you searching for it?
Yeah. So don't get down on yourself.
Well, I just for a minute. That actually brought me up. That was very entertaining to watch unravel.
All right. You did wear green that day.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hold up the photo?
Yeah.
It's right there.
Oh my gosh. That's like... That's mint green.
No, but still green.
That
damn, Ryan is looking fire this morning, more than usual, Rye.
Okay, well, I do know where I put it.
That was not me. That was
like, and I'm surprised you don't like green because your eyes are green. Like, I dress Savea in so much green because her eyes are green, and it like really makes them pop.
Okay, well, I know where the green sweater is. I actually didn't wash it. I hung it back up because I only wore it half day. Uh-huh. So next week, I'll reprise it.
There we go.
Sunday. Nobody's going to pinch you.
Yeah, maybe over the weekend I'll put it on.
Yeah, for St. Patty's.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's how we got into this.
This is how we started talking about the green.
Yeah, that's right. All right, I was so focused on Kristen Cavallari.
Larry. Oh, my goodness.
Do we have time to do the trending report right now? All right.
Who are you asking?
Mark.
What'd he say?
Daddy says yes, so.
A quick trending report.
Zaddy? Quick. You call him Zaddy?
No, I just said Daddy.
Why did you do that?
I just heard Zaddy.
No, I don't say Zaddy.
What is a Zaddy?
Zaddy's like a hot daddy.
Yeah.
No offense, Mark.
Yeah, now he's going to say you don't have time after that. Yeah, okay, let's do it just a quick
It's
one.
Not a quick topic. So
hey, don't yell at me. Oh, wow. I'm just an elf.
It's about introducing.
Don't yell at Keebler Ryan.
I'm just under the counter trying to make a show happen.
Okay, so I asked you, when is the right time to introduce your kids to someone new that you are dating? Some people, do it by the amount of time, how many months they've been dating. Other people do it by the amount of dates. Everybody has a different method, but Kristen Cavallari released an episode of her podcast where she basically gave us all the info on her new guy, Mark Estes. Remember, she posted this photo and everybody was up in arms that he's 24, she's in her 30s, and she went into all the detail of how they met, and all the juicy stuff is in there. But I found this topic to be very interesting because it was about her kids. So when talking about their first date, she said, he came and picked me up and he met my kids. When he came to pick me up, the boys were like, can I show you my room? Mark is upstairs with my kids seeing their room. The boys were so excited about him.
First date?
I kind of love
first
that.
First date. And so everybody obviously has their opinion about this, whether it's too soon, whether it's, whatever. I think that at the end of the day, it's like whatever feels right to you. Like Robbie waited almost a year to introduce me to his kids, and she's doing it on the first date. So it's like, it just goes to show you everybody has something that is more comfortable
for them.
The
kids were excited to meet him.
Well, yeah, of course they're kids.
Right? Yeah, because he looks like a fun, hip guy.
By the way, he's right. He looks like a cool dude. And she seems happy. And if mom's happy and excited to go out with the guy, kind of want to meet the guy. I get both sides of it. Like,
totally.
I get why Robbie was a little bit protective because he's, that's how he's thinking about the kids. I also get, hey, you know what? I like this dude. I'm going out with him, and you're excited to meet him and excited to show your room off. Go enjoy.
It kind of was introduced, not necessarily like, hey, this is my new boyfriend. So,
right.
Like, this is what it is. For all they know, it could have just been like a friend. Like, it's fine. You know what my takeaway was, though? And my kids do this too. When someone new or like one of my friends comes to visit or whatever, the first thing they say is, can I show you my room? And I always thought it was so weird. But for kids, I guess it's like that's all they have is like their little sanctuary. And so it's like that's their way of hosting.
Their toys and whatever games they play all there.
Yeah, it's like that's their way of hosting. Like you're hosting someone in your home. It's your home.
And they've got their little room in their bed.
Their room.
But I think people build it up so much, and I think at the end of the day, kids are kids and they're just going to embrace whatever comes their way.
So my takeaway from this is, there are no rules when it comes to it, right? It's like what feels right, and maybe you're even spontaneous about it.
Totally.
And now we're going to play for some Knott's Berry Farm tickets to the Boysenberry Festival, the match game. And here we go with contestant number one. This is one of the most revealing games. We learn a lot about ourselves. Sierra and Ukaipa, good morning. You're contestant number one. How are you?
Good morning. Good.
Good. Glad to hear that. So tell us about yourself in Ukaipa.
Well, we're getting ready to take the kids to school.
You and your partner take them?
No, just me.
Oh, okay. I said we. I was like, wow, that's fun.
Yeah, her tone changed. No, it's just me. Yeah,
got it. Okay. That's Sierra. All right, let's meet Christina in West Covina. Christina. Right. Christina is in West Covina. Christina, good morning. You're contestant number two. How are you?
That's cute. That rhymes.
Uh-huh. Fine. Thank you.
Well, West Covina Christina, tell us about yourself.
Hi. I am a mother of 5 kids. I'm a loan officer, and I listen to you every morning.
Well, thank you very much. You and Sierra have a lot in common here. Let's get to it. So it's going to be the match game. I'm going to give you a phrase, okay?
Okay.
Each of you will have a different phrase. It'll have a blank in it. Our panel here of Sissany, Tanya, Ruby, and our engineer, Jeffrey Tubbs, will write down what they think should go in the blank. Then we'll hear your answer and see who you match with. Whoever gets the most matches is going to the Boysenberry Festival at Knott's Berry Farm, and I'll give you enough tickets to take care of all the kids, Christina, if it's you, okay?
Okay, yeah.
All right, it was 4, but we'll get you plenty. And here we go. Ready, panel? Ciara, you're contestant number 1. You're up first. Christina, stand by. Ciara, yours, don't say it out loud, just think about it. Yours, match game here, is blank bag. Blank bag. What is it? What kind of bag is it? Blank bag, blank bag. Think about it. What do you think the panel's going to say? Panel, what do you think Ciara's going to say? And here we go, Ciara. What did you say?
Grocery bag.
Good one. Very good one. Now, let's see how you do with the panel. Sissany.
I said shopping.
Oh, so close.
Okay.
So it's kind of like the same.
Tanya?
I said gym bag.
Ruby.
I said tote bag.
Tote bag, she said.
Yeah.
It all comes down to our engineer, Jeffrey Tubbs. For a match, did you say grocery bag?
Shopping bag.
He matches.
What's with you guys? Nobody has a grocery bag?
I mean, that's kind of like a grocery bag. It's just a shopping bag.
It's not kind of. It's got a match. It's not the kind of game.
All right,
Sierra.
Stand
by.
We should do that one.
Okay.
So hold on for a second. Christina, let's see how you do. If you get one match, you'll win. And here we go. Christina, yours is blank water. Think about that. Panel is writing down what they think you're thinking. Everybody's trying to think the same thing. That's why it's called the match game. And we're going to get to you here in a second, as soon as I see all eyes up on the panel, and we're good. Okay, Christina, what'd you say?
Ice water.
Ice water. Ice or iced?
Ice.
Ice. Okay. Unsure what you thought. All right, let's go to the panel, starting with Sissany. What'd you say? Ice water.
I said fresh.
Tanya?
I said spring water.
It's our worst game. Ruby, ice water?
Coconut water.
Well, Christina, it comes down to Jeffrey Tubbs, our engineer. If he said ice water, you will win. If not, we have to play another round. Tubbs?
Distilled water.
Oh, my God.
No one's going to guess distilled water. Distilled. Are you a contact wearer? You wear contacts?
Yeah, I used to, yeah.
Oh. A gallon of distilled water over there you're playing with. All right. Well, good news for everybody, except you listening probably. We have to go again. Sierra, yours is blank brush. It's called a match game. We're in the second round of it. Blank brush. What kind of brush is it? All right. Sierra, what kind of brush?
Hairbrush.
Hairbrush. Okay. Sissany.
Toothbrush.
No. Tanya.
Toothbrush.
Ruby.
Toothbrush.
Oh, my God. Well, guess what, Sierra? It comes down to our engineer, Jeffrey Tubbs. If Jeffrey Tubbs guessed toothbrush, you get a match. Tubbs?
Paintbrush.
What is going on in your workshop?
Paint.
Distilled water. I'm worried he's up to something over there. Yeah. All right. Christina, for the win here. One match is all we need. Yours is blank wine. Blank wine. W-I-N-E, blank wine. What kind of wine is it going to be? What's going to tell us a lot about this panel? All right. Christina, what kind of... What, you said red wine. Okay. Sissany?
I said red.
Congratulations, Christina. You win. So I need to give you 7 tickets. How many do you need?
Oh, yes. That sounds good.
Okay, great. 7 tickets. And Sierra, I know you're a mother taking the kids to school. We'll give you a 4-pack as well. Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
hardworking moms. Everybody wins. It was a struggle to get there a little bit of a way, but it was fun. Quickly, everybody reveal.
I said red wine also.
So Ruby.
I said natural wine.
I don't love that. And Tubbs?
Red wine.
Okay. Nice.
UB40. I'm a hustler, baby. Yeah, it's a segment where we take a look at local businesses, and you may have been doing something as your day-to-day and thought, you know what? I'm not enjoying life as much as I want. I'm going to pursue a passion of mine, a dream of mine, and this is them making it work. And we're celebrating that with Helen Yanza. Helen and Leo of Chinese Laundry Kitchen in the San Gabriel Valley. So they make this amazing Dan Dan noodle sauce. We'll get into that in a second. But just quickly, Helen, congratulations and good morning.
Good morning.
You are a hometown hustler. So you were working as an architect or in that world in downtown LA?
Yes. Yes.
And Leo was a sous chef, your partner there at Faith and Flower in downtown?
Correct.
So how did y'all decide to take the leap of faith and open up your own business and start the Chinese Laundry Kitchen?
Well, we've always loved cooking together. When my husband was working as a chef and a cook, he would come home at night and we would cook together for hours, and we just always had this joke that if we ever started something together, we will call it Chinese Laundry as opposed to the French Laundry.
Oh, I love it. So the French Laundry is a very famous restaurant in Northern California.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Because we were making food that was a mix of our, you know, backgrounds and culture, and a lot of it was Chinese inspired. So we thought Chinese Laundry would be a funny name for what we were doing.
And so you went from being in one store in East LA into over 200 mm-hmm. sort of mom and pop stores?
Yes. Yeah, that's okay. Very exciting.
What is Dan Dan sauce?
Yeah,
you have to describe a sauce, and I love a sauce with like real ingredients in it. Mm-hmm. What is Dan Dan sauce?
So Dan Dan sauce is a noodle sauce that came from Sichuan, China. Mm-hmm. It's a province that's known for its spicy and numbing flavors. And this sauce is usually, numbing from the peppercorn that grows in the region. So it kind of tingles your tongue. What's usually in the sauce is a sesame paste that's been thinned, and then a bunch of spices, you know, soy sauce, vinegar, just very flavorful, savory, a little bit sweet, and spicy.
Okay, this is called Dan Dan sauce. Mm-hmm. It is the Chinese Laundry Kitchen, and you can check them mm-hmm. out at Chinese Laundry Kitchen on Instagram. I just want to bring in Ruby. Her family makes a sauce as well. It's a spicy sauce. Is it numbing, Ruby, the sauce that your dad makes?
It's not numbing, no. But it does.
So there's
have
no like competitiveness here. This is all like
no. You know? Okay. Definitely not.
Nobody's up in arms.
So, Helen, and what's the best way to use this? Like, would you say, like, you cook the noodles and then you just mix it with the sauce and you're good to go?
Good question.
So that's the most basic way of using it. It's just literally dumping the sauce on your cooked noodles or pasta, honestly, mm-hmm. and then just mixing it up. And if you want to take it up a notch, I personally love mixing cream or milk into the sauce and then using it on noodles and pasta. It just gives it another complexity of flavor. And you could also use it on pretty much anything. Like, we love using it on fish and chicken, and we just squeeze some lemon in it to add some acidity to it. You know, you could use it as a dipping sauce on your charcuterie board. Our customers told us that they like to swirl it into hummus to make like a Sichuanese inspired hummus.
You make a
dish.
Red hummus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, I'm such a hummus enthusiast.
Yeah, because it's already sesame based, so it goes really well.
Ooh, that's
hummus,
nice. With the tahini.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I could talk acidity and tahini with you forever.
Yeah, so it's very versatile, really. And it's also really great on cheese.
Okay, well, check it out. It's at Chinese Laundry Kitchen on Instagram. And Helen and Leo, they quit their day jobs. They went for it. They're making this sauce as one of the products out of that kitchen. And we're celebrating them in the San Gabriel Valley. So support your local neighbors there. Thank you, Helen, for coming on. You take good care. Keep it up.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye. And Ruby, you should plug your sauce while we're here too. I mean, your hometown hustler as well.
Yes, El Chilito hot sauce. Mm. It also has sesame seed as well, which hers has that too. So
it was fine. Everybody can use sesame seed.
No, I love it.
Patent on that. LA Marathon this weekend. To those of you that have been focused and training and are going to be out there, good on you. What a sense of accomplishment. Some people doing it for an amazing cause. Good for you. If you're going out to cheer them on, I know people love that. Congratulations already on just being there and showing up this weekend for the LA Marathon. So let's get into this. In a relationship, it is important, and we advocate that you take time to just be. Don't even make a plan. Just literally, tonight's Friday. I don't know if you can. Maybe you do have to make a plan. But just be. Like, put your phone down. Put any device that chirps away and down. And, like, talk.
Yes.
Ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
Laugh. And people are doing this on something called the bottle night now.
Yeah. So this couple went viral because they posted what they do, and they call it bottle night. And I'm sure every couple has polished off a bottle of wine or two in their day and sitting there and talking and stuff like that. But I guarantee you that you did not lock your phone away or didn't have the TV on in the background or your Apple Watch even. So this is completely going off the grid. And it's almost like you're camping. I don't know if you guys have ever been camping where you don't have Wi-Fi and you just don't have any sort of connection.
Of course we've been camping. I can say we've never been camping.
I'm just saying, like, recently.
I've never been camping.
Because I just did it like 2 years ago, and it was such a trip because we were kind of like on two different campsites, and I didn't have Michael, and I was like, oh, I'll just text him. My brother looks at me, he's like, you can't text him. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's such a weird adjustment. So yes, going off the grid completely for bottle night means that the two of you lock your phones away, the TV is off, and each of you grab a bottle of your favorite wine. So you polish off two bottles by sitting there and just talking and spending that quality
time. Each of you have your own bottle? Yes. You don't pass the bottle back and forth like a couple?
No. Oh, I guess you can do whatever you want.
Yeah,
I take a sip. And you're supposed to drink it without a glass, right? Out of the bottle.
Yes.
I mean, that's the catch.
I think the bigger takeaway is that the devices are out of.
Yeah.
I'm shocked you say that. That people don't do that. I often will put my device in a drawer, just to put it out of the way.
You're out of the norm.
Yeah, for sure, out of the norm.
I put it in a drawer. And sometimes I forget which drawer I put it in because, you know, you just sort of say, I'm putting it somewhere, and then you put it away. And then you're like, what did I put? Where does that go? But I love to put my device away. Okay, so if we were to do bottle night and put our phones away, what would you choose to drink, Sissany?
I would definitely do a red, maybe a Bordeaux.
Oh, my gosh. You'd be out in no time. That's got a high percentage of alcohol.
Well, that's what I would want.
But that would put me to sleep so fast. Okay,
no.
What would you pick, Tanya?
Probably an orange natural wine.
Do you like them? The color of them freaks me out.
Yeah, same.
We do like them.
Oh,
Tubbs, what would you pick?
I like a Sangiovese, like a Barolo, or
you and I
could
have bottle night. That's what I was going to choose, a Sangiovese.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
That's the one I was going to choose, like an Italian wine for me, a Chianti. Mm-hmm. Love a Chianti.
Oh, I love a Chianti.
So I would probably have, Tubbs, we could have bottle night, bro.
I'm down.
Right? What is the guy coming in from West Virginia, though? I don't want to have a conflict in your social schedule. I like a Sangiovese grape as well. Let's make it box night. Everybody, come on. Let's have some fun. Ruby, what would your bottle be?
I'd probably do is it Gamay or Gamay?
Never heard
of it.
Oh, it's really good. It's a red. Or a Pinot.
Great. All right. Well, thanks.
So at least we're all doing red.
No one's doing the rosé.
Michaela, what would you have?
That's like day drinking.
I probably have a Pinot as well. Yeah.
Wow. Very, very good answers. Sophisticated wine drinkers around here.
Just different reds, guys.
Let me get to Amber, who is on the phone. I think this is an advice call. So anybody that has expert or unexpert advice to dish out, get ready for Amber here. Amber, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ryan. I'm good. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. How can we help your boyfriend? Oh, we were just talking about wine. Your boyfriend spilled some wine on you or your friends?
Yeah, on my friend's couch, actually, and it was over the weekend, and we turned the couch cushion over in a panic, because we were like, oh my God, and it's, you know, a white couch, and yeah, so, like, it's been a few days, and they're his friends, so, but, like, we've become friends since we've been dating, too, so I'm curious as to whether I should, like, tell my friends, our friends, you know, our mutual friends, if, like, that this happened, or if we should just sort of let it go, or okay. Also, if this is, like, yeah, or, like, a red flag about my boyfriend, too, that he doesn't want to tell him.
All right.
Yeah.
So, I just want to make sure, you spilt the wine, and then you cleverly flipped the cushion over, and it fit right, like, it looked like it was in the right position.
Yes, it did. Yeah, it looked totally normal.
No,
totally, cool. Totally fine.
No, it is not cool.
Totally fine.
No, it's not.
The universe is telling you to leave it alone, because you could have flipped that cushion over and it wasn't the same, because I have cushions that don't, the material isn't the same underneath. It doesn't go the whole way under, and you would know it's the bottom of the cushion and there's a tag on it and stuff like that.
Right.
So I think this is one of those, you don't go back on this after you did it.
Why didn't you just say something then?
That doesn't matter. What can we do? Change the bat? We can't go back.
You can't.
Yeah, my boyfriend freaked out, and he was like, let's just turn over the cushion and not tell him. And
but are you actually considering your boyfriend's a bad guy because of this?
Well, no, it's just...
Well, you're right there with him if you think
that. A red flag.
Okay, yeah. The stain has set. I don't know this is such a big red flag. In a panic... I definitely think some of us might do the same.
No. You're the only one.
I said some of us.
Now I know if you ever come over.
So Amber, well, I will drink a white wine. Amber, do you stay with him or not? Like, are you going to really consider this a red flag or let it go? What are you going to do?
I think I'm going to let it go, because I think a good point was brought up that I thought the same thing. Like, okay, we'll just ignore
exactly.
The same.
You were an accomplice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was, right. And I don't want to judge him for something. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
You just,
appreciate it.
You got it. Can't go back and erase history. The stain has set. You know how stains set. That is done. It's set. Could have been anybody, right, when they discover that.
That is not so bad. To live life.
I have a friend that snacks too much. And his wife doesn't want him to snack as much on the bad snacks he has. So he keeps little baggies of his snacks in the couch cushion behind him. And so when she can't tell,
that
he pulls out snacks on him. It's kind of clever. And kind of, I just thought it was very funny.
No, where everyone sits.
Also, why do you have to do that?
Because his wife's like on him to lose weight.
Okay, well then have a conversation about, I don't know, hide your snacks.
He likes his snacks when he watches his shows. Do you want me to let you talk to him? Do you actually connect you?
I feel like
there's more. There's deeper to this relationship. Yes. Like, she shouldn't be controlling him so much.
Right.
And there's a lot of resentment.
As the friend, I didn't go deep into the relationship. I was like, clever, bro. What are you doing tomorrow?
You're like, dude.
Dude, what are you doing tomorrow, bro? Now, time for the weekend watch list. So what are you watching this weekend?
The weekend watch list.
Just watch. Go!
I will let you know, American Idol is back on ABC. I will be watching that because we don't get to see it. These are the auditions. We haven't seen how it's all been edited together.
Yeah.
And then the live shows start next month on Sunday nights. That's on ABC and then on Hulu afterwards, American Idol. As a matter of fact, coming up on Monday, we're going to speak to one of the contestants. Look for him and then you'll hear from him. On Monday, Reagan Mills is his name, and he came in, and they asked him for more grit, and that was interesting, because I've been told a lot in my life, I don't have any grit.
Really?
Interesting. Yeah, grit. Do you have grit?
What is grit, actually?
I've never been commented about grit in general, so whether I have it or I don't have it.
Yeah, it's just been called like vanilla or boring.
Oh,
but
I see.
Too.
I see.
Oh, like you need some edge to you. Grit.
I mean, I've been told like over the years or, you know, comments. But do you think anybody here has grit? I don't think so.
Grit is like passion.
Is that what it says when you looked it up?
Yeah. Demonstrate passion. toward a goal despite being confronted by significant obstacles.
I always thought it was edge.
Yeah, I always thought it was edge too.
Like rough around edge type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the grittiest of us all?
I would say you. Out of all of us, I think you have the most grit.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Thank you.
I don't
know. So Reagan and I will, I think Tiny disagrees.
I'd say
Reagan
Sissany.
And I will have a lot.
Well, thank
Sissany, you have the most grit?
Yeah, she's all a right. tattoo.
Wow.
Well, like, I don't know.
Well, that wins.
Like, yeah.
Hey, in this group, that actually wins.
Totally.
No one else. I don't know. Ruby,
none
do you have,
I don't
know. Anybody else have Tubbs? You have tattoos? I don't know. Mark, you have anything? I don't know. That might have won for us.
I do have one.
Anyway, he's coming up. Oh. What is it, Jeff? What, Tubbs?
Tubbs has a tattoo.
Yeah, I do.
What?
I showed you before. Long time ago.
Well, tell Reagan Mills, the Idol contestant, about it on Monday. He'll be here.
It's not that great, but okay.
Well, the big reveal of Tubbs' tattoo.
How do we not know this?
I'm so shook.
I didn't know this
either.
What's
going on back there, Ruby?
It's old.
Nothing. I was just telling Michaela I have four. Yeah, and she's like, I've never seen them.
Okay, Tubbs, hold on. You're out, bro. We don't know hear about it. She's got four.
Yeah, got me beat.
What is yours of? Big Bird?
A T-bone steak.
Is it actually?
Tanya.
I can't even do the watch list segment.
I can't
true.
Either.
Is that true?
No, it's not.
Well, what is just, it?
It's like a design thing.
Are you doing jokes now? What's
it's
the tattoo?
A design
no,
thing.
It's really.
Do you regret it?
No, I don't regret it, but I got it when I was 18. So.
Where is it?
You know what it is? Did I miss this?
My upper
what is
shoulder.
It?
No.
Hey, what is it?
It's like a circle design pattern thing.
What does it mean?
Could you just show us?
It's really not that cool.
Oh my gosh. We don't have time for anything. All right, well, Ruby, four, you're the winner. Congratulations, you have the most grit.
Thank you.
Wow.
All right, we're going to go quick. What are you watching this weekend, Sissany?
Okay, Wonka is on Max, and I've been wanting to watch this movie, and so the fact that it's now available to just stream from home, I'm super excited. It's with Timothée Chalamet, and I'm excited to kind of make a family night with the kids and watch this.
Is it Timothée or Timothy?
I say Timothy.
Okay.
I want to
watch that too, actually. Okay, well then, hey, Tanya Tay, what are you suggesting you watch this weekend?
Okay, this show is called Deal or No Deal Island, and it's on.
What?
Yes.
They took Deal or No Deal and put it on an island?
I guess yes. That makes the background way cooler.
Yes, and it's on NBC Peacock. It's hosted by Joe Manganiello, and the way I can best describe it is it's like Survivor, but they have food.
Wow.
What? That's the best way?
I don't know.
I thought Deal or No Deal was open up a briefcase.
Well, they have to like search. They have to like find them. They're like hidden. So they're kind of like idols in Survivor where they have to find them. They're on an island.
Oh my gosh.
And like Boston Rob from Survivor is also on it. So it's very, very fun. I love it.
Cute.
Yeah.
It's funny
that
in the promo ad I'm looking at here, Joe Manganiello is standing in a suit in the jungle.
Yeah, exactly.
He's wearing like a blazer in the jungle, which is probably how I would host it too. Yeah. I'd show up in a blazer and shorts.
Right. He has a great jawline.
He does have a great jawline, actually. Okay. Ruby, moving what's on your weekend watch list?
Mine is The Iron Claw on Demand. So Zac Efron, Jeremy Allen White are both in it. It's a story about the Von Erich brothers. Apparently, they're really... During the movie, you see how they were... just very, very like professional wrestlers. Wow, I can't talk today. And it's really sad. I cried.
Oh, don't give it away.
Yes, it's like very tragic, but it's a true story about the Von Erich brothers and sort of their rise to fame. But yeah.
But this is like Zac Efron's transformation. Like this is how he's like super yoked up in this movie.
Yes.
Okay, of these three choices, Tubbs, which tattoo would you get? Wonka, right?
Wonka all the way.
All right, Scott, don't even answer.
I'll probably do the peacock, actually.
let's come back. We got it for the NBC Peacock. Is that what you're referring to?
Oh my gosh.
All right, we're going to
move on. Kayla's not going to want to come in.
I'm going to pee my pants. I can't take it. I really have to pee. I have to go.
Go. All nobody's right, holding there. You hostage. Right?
We don't have you chained down. Relax. It's down the hall and to the left. Shut the door and we'll be right back.
On air.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
Kayla, I'm so happy you've come just to change the conversation here. We've been having
a
Friday morning.
Hi.
Good morning. I don't even know where to start. And I don't know if you heard any of it, but Kayla Thomas here does 10 to 5 nightly on Kiss FM. And by the way, we get a chance to catch your show on the other side of it when you're wrapping up, you know, essentially. And you do a lot of very good, fast, informative things very quickly. It's very good.
Thank you.
Good takeaway. Good takeaway. Did I hear you talking about Beyonce's product?
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Her new hair care line.
Yes. Hey, I heard you talking about her hair care line.
I am in love. I will literally purchase anything that Beyonce drops.
I heard you say you were obsessed.
I don't care what it is. You can have my money.
All right. So, you know, Mark has prepared a little sheet about Kayla. Should I read some of the beats here? Do you even know what he tells us about your life?
I think so.
You're super into Pilates. He wants us to ask you about. All right. How's it going?
Yeah. So I go with Ruby all the time. We have this thing called Class Pass. So you can go to any studio in LA. So we'll bounce around and go to different studios. So there's one in Glendale, there's one in the station, and we'll just try a different one every time. But I love it. I don't know. It kind of made my body feel different. I feel better about myself than I ever have in my life. And I didn't think that that would be what changes everything for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the elongation thing, isn't it? It's like opening up and mobility and flexibility. Matter of fact, this Class Pass, is that what it's called? You should be getting that for Robbie, Michael, and myself for the holidays. The three of us should be going to ClassPass.
That would be so cute for you guys to do that.
And your matching shorts.
Okay. Easy. Yes. We're not going to match our shorts in ClassPass Pilates.
Oh.
All right. And so everything's good. Any other news happening with you, Kayla?
Nothing else. I mean, I go to a lot of the Hometown Hustlers, and I'm going to one this weekend. Me and Mariana might go. It's Saddle Soiree, and she has like these mocktail events for St. Patrick's Day and for National Mocktail Day. So we might swing by those places, but I've been enjoying just like still exploring LA. I've been here 2 years at this point, so it's a lot
of
fun.
Have you really? It seems like it's gone by fast.
Yeah.
I know. 2 years in February.
Wow.
Because so 2 years, and you've also got the new hit list with Kayla, weeknights at 11 o'clock tomorrow, 2 to 6 p.m. You're going to be on the air, so lots happening. All right, now, Mariana, she made it sound like you might go. Like, Kayla's certainly going, and you might go. Is there anything that we can do to persuade you to go with her?
To the Hometown Hustler?
So. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's
just... You made
just,
plans? You're just going to book last minute?
I'm going to Rolling Loud, so...
Rolling Loud!
I know, but it's always fun going with her, though. Like, we have a great time when we go together.
Yeah. Isn't it great to hear that everybody here hangs out? Like, they're doing Pilates and going to the Saddle Soiree, whatever it is.
Soiree.
However you say it.
I might be joining them for Pilates, too, so, yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, the class is filling up fast because Michael and Robbie and I are going, so watch yourself.
Ooh.
Yeah.
In different shorts. And now horn tickets all weekend, all right? Thanks, Kayla, for coming in. Good to see you.
Good to see you guys. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Man, this is a fun group. I've enjoyed today.
Same. Hits different on a Friday.
Why are you hesitating, Tanya? Haven't you enjoyed it like
us? Yeah, because I was trying to say, I didn't want to say the same thing Sisney said, so I was trying to think of a different word, and I couldn't, so I said, I don't even know what I said.
Go use the restroom.
Yeah, thank you.
I think you're distracted. You don't need permission, by the way. You can just go anytime.
Thanks for listening to On Air with Ryan Seacrest. Make sure to subscribe, and we'll talk to you again Monday.